Coal has been the lifeblood of Australia's energy network and the economies of many regional communities for decades. But climate change and rising energy costs are pushing governments and consumers towards renewables. Peter Littlewood is the former operations manager with China Light and Power, based in Hong Kong, a role that saw him oversee the development of every type of energy generation in several countries throughout Southeast Asia. He's very bullish about the future for renewables in Australia.
You have coal and gas, and those have been the easiest and the cheapest to use so far. But you have everything else. You have wind, you have the sun, you have tides, you have waves, you have geothermal heat, you have uranium. If we look at the wind and the solar resource, it's just about the best in the world.
The problem is that renewables don't perform well around the clock or in extreme weather conditions, leaving the network short on so-called baseload power. Luke Osborne from Reposit Power in Canberra expects rapid growth in battery installations, which could provide consistent power when the network needs it most. His company installs battery units and the systems needed to feed excess power back into the grid when the financial return is the greatest.
We've seen a big uptick in interest in batteries around what happened in South Australia, so it really highlighted the fact that batteries also provide a backup function, so when the grid does go down, you can keep certain appliances on or important equipment online. We're seeing, you know, massive reductions in people's bills down to almost zero. A lot of people will have negative bills at the moment because they've got the feed-in tariffs, and when those feed-in tariffs roll off, people are likely to get bill shock. What we can do with this kind of technology is keep their bill back down towards zero.
What does it cost to get a battery installed that's got this kind of intelligence attached to it?
It cost us around $30,000 to put it in for our very first customer. And the same system today is down to $10,000. So we've seen an enormous drop. It's now one third of what it was only, you know, less than 2 years ago.
So how big do you think this could go? You've only got 300 customers so far. So how much of an expansion are you looking for?
There's a lot of projections out there for how fast batteries are going to grow. Up to 1 million customers in Australia by 2020 is what Morgan Stanley are predicting. That would make the household sector the biggest and the best power station in the country. It would make it bigger than the Tumut 3 pumped hydro dam, which is a little like this. It would make it bigger than that. So I think consumers have an enormous part to play in a future where we're looking for something to complement wind farms and solar farms, which are varying up and down with wind and sun. We need something to keep the system balanced. And when you're trading like this, you're allowing your system to look for excesses of renewables and soak that up and put it into your battery, or a shortage of renewables where there's a high price signals, a shortage of generation, putting it back in. As a consumer, you're doing what's best for you, keeping your bill low, but you're also doing what's best for a green grid. You're helping keep prices low and the system stable.
Transgrid is a transmission company that's already seeing consumer demand for clean power. CEO Paul Italiano expects a rapid uptake of batteries and solar. And despite massive distances, Transgrid is working on linking people in regional areas so they can sell back to the grid.
Australia has a very small population over a very large area. What that means is we've got a very low power density, and we also have an unparalleled renewable generation resource. So for people that are living in remote communities, there's the option there for them to have localised generation, renewable generation, and we think that's part of what's going to be a broader portfolio of energy solutions.
And can your company play a role in that?
Well, I think we can play a role. Where people go off-grid, that's their choice, and we won't be involved in that. But I think we will be looking at ways where we can use grid connection in a different way to allow them to access a market and sell surplus energy, and use the connection to maintain stability in their local area.